Finally, there's an end in sight. I'm now over the hump and have completed 5 treatments. Only 3 more to go. Woohoo! So Taxol Day was last week. If you haven't heard of Taxol, it's basically just another type of cancer chemotherapy medication. Apparently, it's supposed to be milder than the AC I was on for the first 4 treatments. But I guess my body didn't get that memo. My oncologist, who is also a researcher, said he was fully confident that Taxol would be effective if I was treated with it every other week. So I got this don't stents. He did inform me, however, that if I started to get tingling sensations in my feet and hands, we'd have to shift to every week, which would make my treatments obviously longer. No, hell no. Just the thought of having to endure chemo an additional 4 weeks made me feel nauseous. Plus, I had a girlfriend who went through this ordeal and the neuropathy got so bad, she could not button her shirt. So no, thank you. Apparently, there's some data that suggests that cold therapy can help deter neuropathy. I've read through a pretty crazy amount of blog posts and articles and have gotten so much stuff for these treatments, including my special socks and gloves that contain ice packs to prevent neuropathy and nail bed lifting. These socks and gloves have pouches for gel packs. Very cute, but not very useful. Truth be told, they really did not work as well as the bags of ice the nurses gave me. My feet and hands were in a sandwich bag of ice for 4 hours. Okay, I did take some breaks, but 4 hours of icing? Oh, chemotherapy. Can we just take a minute and talk about how the AC portion of my medication is nicknamed the Red Devil? I think they could maybe use some marketing 101 there. I don't know. When I found out AC's nickname, I freaked on my oncologist. I told him, I cannot possibly have a medicine in me that has the words Red Devil in the title. That'll kill me. Help me understand why this medicine is necessary. He did. I really do love my oncologist. He's like a little Ken doll that I want to take home with me. What I do not love is having a terrible physical reaction during my Taxol treatment, and that's exactly what happened last week. Michael and I were sitting in the treatment suite. My friend Sherry was with me for treatment too, but ran out to get me an overpriced but so delicious clean green smoothie from Juice Press. The nurse who had been assigned to me for that day's treatment was Shirley. Before starting, she asked if I'd be icing my hands and feet during the 3.5 to 4 hour treatment. Why, yes, Shirley. I smiled and showed her my fancy pack of socks and gloves. Shirley then said she'd be giving me an IV of Benadryl. I told her that I was allergic. What does that mean, you're allergic? She asked. I don't know, because I really don't take it. I know I get really wired, but other than that, I don't know. She then told me she would not administer the Taxol unless I took Benadryl. Well, geez, I didn't want to go off schedule. So I got the IV of Benadryl, and then the Taxol started. About 6 minutes in, Shirley looked at me and in a panicked voice said, what's wrong? I don't know. I don't feel like I'm in my body. It sort of hurts to swallow. Shirley quickly said to Michael, she's having a reaction. I'm stopping this. Press the call button. Michael proceeded to press everything but the obvious call button dangling from the wall right beside him. I yelled out, press the fucking button. It's right next to you. Shirley ran to the hallway and yelled in this loud voice, we're having a reaction. We're having a reaction. The next thing I know, a swarm of medical professionals came rushing into my suite and everything slowed down. It was as if I was watching and experiencing this situation all at once. One nurse had an oxygen tank. She put the oxygen tubes in my nose and said, let me know when you can feel this. She then turned the oxygen all the way on, and I felt like I was levitating above my chair. I feel that. I can feel that, I yelled out. Another nurse was checking my blood pressure. While watching this nurse freak out, I could feel my heart racing, and all of a sudden, things just slowed down. Like I said, I felt like I was having this kind of out-of-body experience and looking down at myself, feeling the energy of people who had passed on. Out of nowhere, I could smell the scent of my grandmother's Chanel perfume. I could sense the presence of my great aunties and feel my cousin, who was like a sister to me, who passed of cancer, holding my hand. I know this sounds crazy. It was comforting, but it also kind of freaked me out. I thought to myself, dear Lord, universe, creator, whatever you call yourself, I'm not ready to leave this planet. Then I saw my cutie oncologist and his PA come running into my room. What's going on? He chipperly asked. I broke down in tears and panic. I don't know. I'm feeling really overwhelmed by all of these people in the room, I said. My doc assured me it was an allergic reaction to Benadryl, and then I'd now be pumped with a ton of steroids to help it die down. He said we'd wait 15 minutes and then start back up with a Taxol. Going forward, instead of Benadryl being infused, I'd be swallowing a pill that would take an hour to work. That was my lovely introduction to the new medicine Taxol. We have a paper ring chain at home that has 8 rings. A ring for every treatment, you know, those paper rings that you have around the Christmas tree? My husband, son, and I wrote inspiring words on each ring. There's nothing better than looking up at my bulletin board, seeing that paper ring chain gradually become smaller. Survivors have told me to always keep my eye on the prize. Seeing myself taking that last ring off the board, which has the affirmation, "I am well," written on it, will be my prize. I'm Tina Zaremba. I'm searching for strength, grace, and trust. You've been listening to Chemo Stories.